Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, PermaSeal, Mike's Landscaping Lighting, and Builder's Supply Outlet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. I don't know who that other guy was during the transition with Schwani, but I'm back. This is the real David Hochberg. That was an imposter earlier. We have a full studio of experts in here to help you with all of your real estate questions. But we start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We'd love to talk with all of our listeners about their home challenges, home selling challenges, basement challenges, home improvement challenges, lighting challenges, any challenges you have. Joe's in here. We'll talk to you about your personal relationship challenges. He's really good with that.
Good at causing them or fixing them?
Well, that's up to interpretation. 312-981.
I got better at fixing them. And, necessity.
Because you're pretty steady at causing them. 312-981-7200. Judy Hogle, line one. Hey, Judy, how are you?
Is that the complaint line?
What's that?
Is that the complaint line?
Well, that's a constant what Joe needs to work on line. It's not a complaint line, right?
Thank you. You
need to work on this, Joe.
I will.
312-981-7200. We'd love to hear from you. Amy Kite, how are you?
Awesome, thank you.
Keller Williams Infinity. We're going to be talking about how a listener, how you helped the listener mom out. But inventory, I walked in today and you guys were talking about, you were talking with Tom and Joe and Mike and Roy about how this is the lowest inventory has been like in the history of inventory.
Yes. March, April, May was the lowest we had seen, which was 1.7 months worth of inventory. And what that means is that if there was not a single house that went on the market, it would take us 1.7 months to sell through every house that was out there.
Right.
And this month it dropped to 1.5.
So if you're looking to sell a home, Tommy, you've got a perplexed face on your face.
What is a normal?
The hell does that mean?
Well, just so we have a barometer,
right.
What is a normal inventory?
So stable, right? Stable market is 6 months.
Whoa.
Oh.
We're down at 1.5. Now, I will tell you that back in 2009, 10, 11, we would have over 12.
Yeah.
And in certain areas, we'd have 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. That would be a perplexed look on your face, not a perplexed face on your face. For everybody listening out there, I did catch that.
No, but it works on Tommy either way.
Right, a perplexed face on his already perplexed face. Amy, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
You're going to be talking a little more detail how you helped a listener sell their mother's home who was moving into an assisted living community.
And clean it out.
And clean it out as well. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Roy Spencer, you're into foam, is what I understand.
Yes.
Professional foam,
no,
that is.
No, it is the season. It's getting cold out there. And so there's some tips I want to talk about, what you can do, in regards to your basement, your foundation, your home, to keep things warmer. And one of our new products, PermaFoam, is ideal for that.
Outstanding. Because I was in a basement of somebody's home that wanted to show me their new pool table or whatever. And they just finished their home. And I'm like, did you put spray foam in the joists before you sealed the roof, the ceiling? And they're like, no, why would I do that? I'm like, because you're in a basement.
Yeah.
Hello? It just seems like common sense to me if you're redoing a basement or a sub-level that you would want to put some type of insulation in. You guys are doing that now.
Yeah, and that's a great time to do it before you finish your basement.
Yeah, before you close up the walls. Yeah. I mean, at least I know that. And if our listeners want to reach out to you during the show and your fine tribe,
they can give us a call at 800-421-SEAL or go to permaseal.net.
Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet, 5 miles east of the Yorkburg Shopping Center. What are you going to be discussing today? It's your third week in a row.
No, second week.
Second week in a row.
Nope, it doesn't it though?
It does. Jeez. Actually, Joe said it felt like six, but I was just trying to make it feel better.
Seems like you were here a lot.
I was here a lot. You know what? I'm going back on talking about doors again. We just did a great deal. They're coming in on Monday. We have 100 name brand doors coming in, most gorgeous doors. And, you know, look outside right now. It's what? 42 degrees, still a good time to replace your door before it becomes 20 below zero.
It amazes me that the amount of our listeners that don't know that you do doors, because we received 4 text messages last show. What's the name of that guy with the door? Who's the door guy? But you've got a custom shop that you could custom make sizes that a lot of big box stores do not carry.
Interior doors, we probably customize, I'm going to say probably 15 to 20 a week, which, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is a lot. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And, you know, part of our shtick is, you know, you go to one of the big box stores and it's 6 weeks, 8 weeks to order it. They can do it with us in a week and a half. But that's one of the things we're really getting to be known for is our doors, especially now exterior doors. We've made an enormous investment. And the beauty part is come look at it, walk out. We have a guy that's coming in. We're hoping he's coming in today. He's picking up 5 of our brand new doors for his apartment complex because we have them.
Great. Well, and honestly, they are just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. I love all the options, and they're beautiful doors.
Yeah, you should see the ones coming in on, we have a full truck coming in on Monday at 2 o'clock. So we are going to be stocked.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can call us at 708-343-3900. But more importantly, go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com, and you'll see a lot of these new doors coming on. Our marketing people will have them up onto our website probably by Tuesday morning.
Mike Long, Mike's Landscape Lighting. You did my home. Phenomenal job. What are we talking about today, Michael?
We're talking about a listener that we helped out in Darien. We upgraded their system from an old halogen system to a energy efficient LED system.
How long into the winter can you go? I mean, we're starting to turn that corner now. Is it get to a point where you and your crew can't do outdoor lighting?
Yeah, once the ground freezes, we're pretty much done. So last year, we were able to go till a couple days before Christmas. This year looks like probably about the same. We usually shut down for January and February, and we're back at it in March.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team during the show, how do they reach out to you?
WGNMike.com, or we are across the Cheddar Curtain, so 262-358-9100.
Mega Pros, Joe. Mega Cheddar Pros Curtain. Home Improvement. Yeah, that's Wisconsin.
I love it.
Tom's like, where?
I have not heard that term. I love it.
He can say Cheddar Curtain because he's in Wisconsin.
Because right. I'm a Cheddar hand, yes.
Like, you can't say that to me.
I can't off the air.
Mega Pros, Joe. Mega Pros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
What are you going to be covering?
Last week we talked about hiring young people and training them and working with them.
Opportunities.
Apprenticeship program, if you will. I got a call instantly from a guy in Hoffman Estates. His son interviewed yesterday. He's in training today.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Great kid.
Okay. Well, there you go. There are jobs available for everybody in this studio right
Absolutely.
Now. Everybody in this studio is hiring, including Brendan and Erica. They don't know what they need help with, but they'll be hiring somebody.
Well, Brendan's going to start doing drywall.
Right. Brendan's going to do drywall.
He's done with this radio gig.
And hopefully Erica's doing painting. Gets a job at 95.5 if they would just give her a call and an offer, for God's sake.
Don't you know the guy?
I know the guy. Right. I'm like, would you hire her already?
What's his name?
Abe. Abe. Good guy. And they need a call screener, and Erica is more than capable of doing that. Abe, hire her. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Happy holidays. 312-981-7200.
312-981-7200. 773, Mike, who's the outdoor lighting guy? I just missed it. So who are you?
I am Mike at Mike's Landscape Lighting. 262-358-9100, and I just sent you a text.
Do you have commercials on this show?
We do.
Okay, good.
630, Amy Kite, before we get to your topic about selling a listener's mom's home and cleaning it out, we are listing our home. It is valued at $870,000. Should we list now or wait until after the holiday season? Amy Kite, 630.
Go now. Yep. Go now. I mean, you're going to have more competition come January, so you'll have less competition. Last month, from November to October, 5,000 less properties listed last month than they did in the month of October. The inventory level is as tight as it has ever been. If you are looking to sell a house, there are buyers out there who are looking to buy right now. List your house now.
And that crap about the market doesn't start until the end of the Super Bowl. Listen, I was doing pre-approvals. I was sitting at my desk watching the Super Bowl, sending out pre-approvals when we had the snowstorm during the Super Bowl, when I said somebody should call Roy Spencer to have him sponsor the show, because this 20 inches of snow is going to be working its way into people's basement. Okay, so I'm thinking all the time, and I'm writing pre-approvals as you realtors were schlepping people through a snowstorm. So this whole crap about doesn't start until after the but the Super Bowl is garbage.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way it was many moons ago, and I mean 20 plus years ago, maybe before the internet. That is not reality, and I just sit there and laugh. I don't know if it's the agents don't want to work at this time of year because it's the holidays. My agents are busier than ever at this time of year, and I think it's because a lot of agents kind of back down at this point and say, you know what, I'm not busy, there's not much going on. Baloney. These buyers are out here.
Nothing happens between the end of Thanksgiving until the Super Bowl. We did 5 pre-approvals for members on your team this week alone.
Yeah.
So if that means that nobody's out there hunting, then what are these 5 people doing? Right. They're interested in buying a home. Why? Because they're interested in buying a home now, today. So let's talk about how you helped the listener help their mom out, clean out the house so she could move into an assisted living facility. Dave,
Amy, why do you feel that the amount of houses is constricted back in October?
Well, it was November, so we review every month. We have a video that goes out doing the last month's statistics. So anybody's interested in that, you can get a hold of us, and we're happy to put you on that.
But I mean, what's happening?
The number of homes that went for sale was down 5,000, right? So that's a third. Literally a third less houses came for sale in the month of November.
What's affecting it?
People just thinking now is not a good time to sell.
That's it, huh?
Right. And so it is a great time to sell. These buyers are out here. And going back to a question somebody asked me earlier today, too, we are still in multiple offers. Not on everything, but absolutely you can be in a multiple offer situation today.
Well, wouldn't it make sense that when the inventory is low, prices are high? Is that not true?
Correct.
I would think, well, if there's
supply
not a lot of houses
demand
for sale, I'm going to put mine up for sale. I'll probably get the best price because
correct,
there's not a lot to
correct. And come January, there's a lot of people who don't want to deal with it during the holidays. Fine, I get it. Just understand you're going to have more competition come January than what you will have today.
Tom,
and you have fewer buyers.
Sure.
That statistic you gave of 5,000 houses, is that in just Lake County or is that in
Chicagoland.
Chicagoland, okay.
Chicagoland. Down
the MSA, is that what it is?
Correct.
The Metropolitan Statistical Area, which basically goes from Chicago down to Joliet,
yep,
and across to what?
DeKalb.
To DeKalb and up and around. So it's a gigantic, it's a ginormous area.
Right. It is not our entire MLS. Our entire MLS actually goes down into Champaign. It goes down even further, but that is just the PMSA. So yeah, it's a great time to sell a property. There are absolutely buyers looking to buy. So.
All right, hold tight. We got. I know we want to talk about how you helped the listener and the mother sell the home to go into assisted living, but we have Deanna from St. Germain. Hey, Deanna, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, David? Sure. I love your show.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. How can we help you?
So my son and daughter-in-law got out of the Air Force, sold the house in Texas. They're currently living with us, and I have a place in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. And they both, she doesn't have a job. She owns her own business. He is going to be in the National Guard, and he's going to find a job. He's currently looking for a job. What do they have to do to buy a house? They sold their house. They made some money in Texas, but what are those? They have to have jobs first?
Yeah, jobs would be helpful because you need some sort of income. That's right. You know, obviously, they qualified for a VA loan. Exactly. They could get into a home with no money down, no PMI. If they're service-connected disabled, they don't have to pay the funding fee. So to get qualified to have a job would it's critical. Or you could, you know, I don't know if you, I got to check the co-signing. You can't co-sign on a VA loan. So they have to qualify on their own. If you wanted to give them a gift for a down payment so they could get in, you could go Fannie Freddie FHA, you could co-sign for them if they don't have a job. That's on the financing side. What should they do looking for a home, Amy? If they're out like searching online, what should they be the top four or five things?
Honestly, the first thing I'm going to tell you is get pre-approved, because until then, the inventory that they're going to see is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to start that process of physically looking too early, because you're going to be disappointed because prices are going to go up and the house isn't going to be there, and that makes for heartbreak.
Yeah, so that means they're going to live with us till spring. They have two cats, two dogs, and two kids.
There's the problem.
Which one, the cats and the dogs, or the two
just
kids?
Just everything.
Yeah, no, the whole package.
I'm not a cat lover, dogs either, but you know, it is what it is. So I figured by the spring, maybe. She owns her own business. She makes cakes, but I'm not sure that that will help.
How long has she been making cakes and reporting it on her taxes?
Maybe 10 years.
Okay, then we could count that income. Roy has a question.
Well, just that. I thought you fast forward over that. You know, you kind of skipped over the fact she said her daughter's self-employed.
Sure.
And you said, well, somebody's got to get a job. And well, she has a job. Doesn't that count?
If she's showing money, that's a very good point, Roy. Thanks for catching that.
He's listening.
I was self-employed at one time.
I understand.
Still am.
Wait for I jump in on your phone talk. So the story is that if we have 2 years, at least 2 years of taxes, we could use her income if there's enough income there. Son's going to have to get a job, okay? But hang tight. We're going to have to take a quick break here. You're awesome. We're sending you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. All of our WGN listeners can just put in promo code WGN at MrFloor.com for a discount off their first order. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, the MegaPros call, text, and photo lines are open. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back, talk about how you help the listener's mom. Then we're going to talk to Roy about his foaming situation there. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200.
Oh, no. You told me to sing. I'm going to keep singing.
Oh, no.
All right, Ben, turn it off. 312-981-7200. Before we go to Roy Spencer to talk about his foam, professional foam, that is, Roy, of course. Amy, let's talk about how you helped that listener's mom unload her house, empty her house, sell all of the belongings, and then sell the home.
Right. So we've got an estate sale company, and he called because mom needed to go into assisted living and didn't know what to do with everything that was in there, and they needed to sell the house and wanted to make certain that they didn't just trash everything.
How
you know,
difficult is that conversation with listeners? Are they, because when we talk to them about reverse mortgages, it's always the kids are tired of stroking the check for a G-note a month, okay? And the parents, 80, 90 years old, living in a home paid off, you know, $200,000-$400,000 home paid off that they could easily eat off of for the rest of their life with a reverse mortgage. How difficult is that conversation?
I don't think it's difficult at all. I think that it's pretty easy. Usually, honestly, at that point, one of two things. They either call us in at one point and they don't want to have necessarily the conversation with mom and dad yet, but want to know what the value is because they still haven't gotten mom or dad or both to understand where they need to go.
And right? Sign off on it.
Right. So sometimes we'll do an assessment prior to them even knowing what's going to happen. But once I think that they make up their mind, that's an easy conversation because they know, hey, listen, this is going to be better. It is, you know, getting mom and dad to understand that it's a better opportunity.
It's a better way of life.
Yeah.
Better. I mean, to not struggle and worry about bills and have somebody to take care of you and just not worry about cutting grass and salting. I mean, we're getting into snow and salt season here. I mean, who wants to do that?
And it's funny you say
I'm 55. I'll be 55 on Christmas. I don't want to do that.
Right. My grandma's 97.
I look good for 55. I just want to let everybody know that. Go ahead.
Right. My grandma's 97 and still lives alone. And, you know, every once in a while I hear that she's out there flipping, shoveling. Mm-hmm. Grandma, stop it. Awesome. But she doesn't want to go anywhere, right? They're going to carry me out of here,
she said. Shovel snow. Let her shovel snow.
I don't mind if she wants to garden. She loves to garden, but no, it's enough with the snow. No, I know that.
You can't garden.
So, you know, that's... She can garden in a pot.
But you're not supposed to tell people what to do either, Amy, just
correct.
So you know.
Okay? Correct.
You're so, right. You want to shovel snow? Do it. Be safe.
Not at 97. But anyway, we were able to help them get rid of and sell a lot of the items that were in the house that had value. And then, you know, mom moved on. She took what she wanted, right? And then we were able to sell a lot of the other stuff that was in there and then connect them to some charities to donate some of the other stuff. So I appreciate the people who don't want to just toss the stuff out, right? Keep it out of the landfill. Somebody can use it. Somebody can always use it.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about that?
If they want to reach the Great Estate, it's 847-805-8878. Again, 847-805-8878.
We're going to take this quick call, Roy, then come back and talk about spray foaming joists. Jacob in Riverside, how are you, bud?
Hi, fine. How are you doing?
Great. You got a question for Joe?
Yeah. We bought a brick house with ancient windows. The house was built in the 30s. I think they're original. So we bought a bunch of insert windows at Home Depot. And now as I go to put them in, I'm realizing, I've never put windows in before, but I've got this maybe aluminum storm window frame out there. And I cut one of those out, and now I need to somehow flash this thing. And I don't know how to flash it without, like, do I have to... Somebody told me I need to cap the windows.
Joe, 1930 windows.
So when you say you bought inserts, the inserts fit in the frame of the window. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I've been able to take out the...
So you take out the sashes and the stops, and then you're going to insert this window, insulate around it, put a stop back, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And then what you're asking now is that you would cap the trim on the outside of the window.
My understanding is I can remove the storm windows because the insert windows are good.
Oh, sure. Absolutely, you can.
But then when I remove the storm windows, the village told me I need to flash.
It's not so much the village, but you would have to close that. You would have to seal that whole perimeter up, right? So normally what they do is they bend up pieces of aluminum that cap that wood trim.
Or you could just sell your house.
Or the other thing that we've seen before, instead of in lieu of doing the extruded aluminum, we've also seen people do things like hardy board. They make a trim that can go around windows.
Yes, but now they're saying where the space, the storm window came off, now you got to get back to that window. So right now, you probably got a little bit of a gap.
Yeah. Right? I would say probably the least expensive is have somebody come out and with extruded aluminum.
Yeah, a break in the coil stock, and you just make up the pieces that fit over that.
Is that a handyman for the day thing type of job, or no? Is that too small of a job?
How many went the whole house of windows?
Well, eventually the whole house. It's 8 windows to start.
Oh, it's one window?
Eight
windows. Yeah. 8's usually the magic number on windows. Isn't that something?
No, I didn't know that. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Magic number on windows is 8, everybody.
But we do have, you know, guys that can custom break your trim for sure. But it's not a one-day job for
windows. Hang on, Jacob. We got to take a quick break here. Hold on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
Is he still there?
Hang on.
I think it's funny that you started doing your windows, and then once you did, you realized that you never did a window before.
But hey, there's a first for everything.
I know, but you would think you would know that before you went out and bought
the
windows.
Now he does.
Right?
Now he does. Now he does.
See how educated you got right away.
Well, that's how you do things now. You go out and you buy something, then you go home and Google it. So say,
exactly.
I'll Google
did you
it
Google the
there.
Install?
Yeah.
My bud?
I do, a lot of times.
You know what I do, Jacob? I Google it, and then I call somebody. Because I look at it, I go, oh, that's really interesting. I like to pay somebody to watch them do that. Yeah. So I don't have to try to do it and then pay them after I screw everything up. So hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks, Jacob, for calling. Lou in Tampa. Look at that. We got Florida listener. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back. Roy Spencer, you're up with your foam talk. Are you ready? You want to do some deep knee bends? Are you good?
I'm good.
Foam talk.
Foam talk with Roy Spencer coming up after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Bells. Nice.
All right, very nice. Look at Amy.
That was cool.
Hey, if this realtor thing doesn't work out,
yeah,
the future. Oh my God. And you love pulled pork. We've got We've got
nice segue there.
I'm leaving.
Inside joke. We've got.
Yeah, you showed us
Chicago Culinary Kitchen. How much you love that pulled pork?
Cool.
Chicago Culinary Kitchen coming up for lunch. We're doing our first responder spotlight. Last one of the year. We kind of put it on hiatus, but Palatine Police Department were the recipients yesterday. And boy, can those policemen eat. I had a reorder, send a second truck. I mean, my God, it's like they haven't eaten in a week. All right, Roy Spencer, let's talk about your foaming joists. You're driving around neighborhoods with a heat gun looking at our listeners' homes where the joists meet the concrete. So explain that, because you explained it during one of the breaks, and I found it interesting.
Yeah, well, let's start with, you have a basement that's a hole in the ground that's lined with concrete, and the ground is, 50 degrees or colder, and that concrete's not a very good insulator, so the basement's naturally cool and damp. And then you have your house upstairs, which is wooden and insulated upstairs and things like that, and where those two meet, okay, is one of the most critical areas for heat loss and air conditioning loss in the summertime. It's just a natural joint there. And if you were to go outside with an infrared camera, and we've all seen that picture, where it's red, where you're losing heat and stuff, almost every house you would see that's one of the major around doors, windows, and around that rim joist, we call it.
Are they doing that on new houses now? Are they insulating that on new houses, or you figured that on old houses they didn't bother?
It depends on the home, and most of the builders, they put their money in appliances, not in the foundations and waterproofing and areas that really count, that don't look aesthetically pleasing. So what they're going to put is probably fiberglass bats up insulation, so it looks like it's insulated, and it is to a certain extent, but it's not effective. And so what we do is if there's no insulation or if there's bats insulation, we pull that out around just that area at the rim joist around the basement where it meets the house at the top of the wall. And then we spray this foam, which will tenaciously bond between the wood and the concrete and seal that joint. And the foam, of course, is expansive. So it builds up a couple-inch insulative barrier all the way around that joint. And it's like turning the spigot off, that the heat stops emanating from the house. And in the winter, in the summertime, your air conditioner is going to stay in the house and stuff, so it stops that air infiltration. Where people really notice this, they might think their basement's a little cool, I won't go down there, but a lot of people notice it with their floors upstairs. Sure. Or walk on a floor, boy, these floors are cold. Okay, well, the reason it's cold is because it's right underneath that rim joist. So we've got a great solution for it, and we've just started doing this last year or so, is the PermaFoam solution. And our guys can roll out and get this done in a day for you, and you'll feel a difference right away.
Joey, do you come across that in the homes that you're renovating?
Sure. That's also where a house can rot out, right? Your rim joists can rot out. So we replace a lot of those. But it's like you say, that's where you're taking the beating, right? That's where your moisture is going to sit. So by sealing it the way you do, it's perfect.
Yeah, if you've got a moisture problem, your rim joist rotting out, probably you've got a caulking or above ground problem, right, that needs to be rectified as well. But nevertheless, that is a critical overlooked area in the house. Yeah.
How much of an investment is that for our listeners out there?
Well, obviously it depends on the size of the house. Sure. And things, but we're talking probably somewhere between $800, $1,500 to do most houses. And again, obviously it's going to pay back on utility Sure. bills and things over a period of years. It's going to pay for itself.
Right, because it's not, you're closing down the entry gate of the highway for the heat to escape. And the air to escape, right? Yeah. The heat in the winter and the cool in the summer.
Yeah, it's going to be a year-round payback. Plus, like I say, just the comfort level. Your house is going to feel more comfortable.
If our listeners want to reach out to you guys to get more information, how they do that?
Well, they can get a free estimate, and we'll come out, measure it, and tell you, there's probably some things that might need to be moved or whatever. So it won't cost anything to find out. It's the number to call is 800-421-SEAL, or you can go on the internet and at permaseal.net.
I also want to talk to you about why now is a great time to do basements, because your volume's probably a little lower because it's not raining as much because it's colder. So yeah. Let's talk about that during the next hour. We got a quick question here from Lou in Tampa before the break. We're out at 5645, Amy, so go. Lou, how are you?
Hi, good morning. How are y'all? Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
Good. Great. You got a condo in Tampa. It says on the call screen here that you're having trouble selling and you don't like your realtor. You don't trust your realtor.
Oh, yeah, both. That is correct on both parts. My wife and I, well, I'm originally from Chicago, born, bred, and retired.
Okay.
And make a long story short, we're in Tampa. We want to go a little more north for the seasons. And make a long story short, we live in that condo, which is, I'd say, well, I will say it's about 95% perfect. It's been redone. And it's the median price around us in our area is about $210,000, $215,000.
Hey, we're up against a break here, Lou. Why don't you trust or like your realtor? I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to get to helping you here in the next 90 seconds. Why don't you like your realtor or trust your realtor?
Because they don't, they say they're going to do one thing, and then when you sign the contract, they change everything here. And we get nowhere. We've had showings where people come through, and they've stolen. I mean, things come up missing.
Whoa.
From our condo. I mean, it was our bad choice. But none of them can be trusted. They say one thing in their ads, and then when they get to the real thing, it's very poor, sir.
Right. Are you a Northsider or a Southsider, Lou? That's important.
I came from the west suburbs. I used to live in Darien.
Okay. Well, that's still south. We'll consider you south. Amy, Lou from Darien, relocated to Tampa, wants to get out of his condo that's 95% perfect. He's got stuff being stolen, doesn't trust, doesn't like his realtor. Your dime, your dance floor.
Well, I would say, I mean, we can certainly recommend you to somebody else. A lot of people today do have cameras in their properties. That is something that needs to be disclosed, that you know, right. You are video monitoring right. The property at all times. But, you know, right. I hate to say that maybe you should, and yet maybe you should if you really feel that that's what's going on, because I'd want to protect my property. Yes.
I'm sorry to cut you. Yeah, that's why I said that a little bit earlier. After the first time, I put a camera in, a live feed, and there was a disclosure outside the door and upon entering, which was clearly visible. I used to be in law enforcement, so yeah, I'm hip to that. Yeah. And that's how we knew they were going, you know, they were taking things, you know, and it was like, really? All you want to do is just sell our place and get out. And it's like, it was just very difficult. And all the realtors that we've chosen through their advertisements and by word of mouth, oh yeah, fine, no problem. Well, you know, it took 6 months to get our first showing with this very big top realtor here in Florida. It was just a mess. So,
hey, Lou,
you can trust Amy, though.
Lou, I'm going to hook you up with Amy off air. We got to hit a break here. And here, just for a side note, Joe has cameras in his house for recreational reasons, not for security reasons. You're listening.
Why are you going to say stuff like that? Seriously. That's not nice.
Is it true?
Yes.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to. We should go on the road. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Coming up after the break, we're going to throw it over to Mr. Tom Jenke talking about doors. Tom, we got more text messages about doors. We're throwing it over to Schwani in the newsroom. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 847, Tom, text came in at 10:33. David, ooh, please text me the name of the company who makes custom interior doors. My friend needs a set of mirrored closet doors. Do you do mirrored closet doors?
No, Tommy.
Can we order mirrored closet doors? The answer is yes.
But wouldn't they be better off just going to a glass and mirror?
I would think they would be 100% better. Just make the door and then have a company make the mirror and attach the mirror.
Would next door and window do something like that, you think?
No, absolutely not.
It would be
a glass and mirror shop.
Okay.
Right. And I will guarantee you, just like what Joe's saying, going to a glass and mirror shop, it is probably going to cost you half of what it would cost us to buy that slab with the mirror attached.
See what I'm saying? Honesty pays off. You just say no and go there.
Okay. Thank you for that. Tom, let's talk about doors. Let's talk about doors, baby.
I don't have any.
Let's
I'm
talk
out.
About you and
Monday
me.
At 2 o'clock.
I heard that song coming
talk
down.
Talk about doors, baby.
Yeah. Doors. I mean, I was here last week talking about doors, and I really couldn't talk about the new acquisition that we just made, which is actually coming in on Monday.
At 2 o'clock?
At 2 o'clock.
Central time.
Well, they have an appointment with us at 2 o'clock to drop. Oh, they will. It's actually, it's a friend of mine that owns the trucking company, so it's a good thing. But, you know, we're kind of like a TJ Maxx, where I'm really not allowed to tell you who the manufacturer is. The only thing I can tell you, it is the number one door manufacturer in the entire United States.
What does it rhyme with?
Yeah.
It's something like truth. Megalite.
Megalite?
Megalite.
Okay, mm-hmm. Rhymes with Megalite?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. So anyway, these are pre-finished doors, and they've also got composite jams. And we were touching on composite jams last week. And the benefit of composite jams is they never rot. Once you put them on,
it's they the will best. Out. That's all we'll do.
Yes. I mean, it is, if you're going to, and this is a fiberglass door. So when you're talking to Roy about where all this heat is being lost out of the house, you know, people with wood doors, people with steel doors, put that, you know, the heat, doing a heat inspection on it. You're going to see all the heat coming out of those doors. This is a fiberglass door. But it is pre-finished, and the glass on this door, or on these 100 doors that are coming in, absolutely gorgeous. The biggest thing is you're going to pay about 25% less than if you went to a normal dealer and bought this door. But most importantly, if you bought this door from the dealer, they have to order it. It could be 16 to 20 weeks.
Jeez.
Right now, you walk into the store, and that's one of the things that I've been doing with my sons as we've been out there on the prowl. We've been buying everything that we possibly can just because of supply side shortages. You know, we actually import one of our doors, which is our marquee doors, which is the one that's finished like a piano. We just placed the order a week ago, and our anticipated delivery date is going to be around the first week of May.
Of next year. Wow.
Yeah. And then the problem is you know, the cost of getting it from...
It's quadruple, right? It's ridiculous.
Quadruple? Take it by about up six times.
Really?
Yeah.
It's gone up 10 times.
So we did a container from this marquee door, which we got in August. That container, our cost on that was $24,000. The new one that we just ordered, right now our quote is at $33,000.
Wow.
$33,000, and it used to be $5,500.
$5,500.
Wow. So, you know, we talk about supply side issues, and watch the news. You know, there's going to be a point where people are no longer going to tolerate. You know, we're talking about the cost of building a house today.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
It's up 30-40%.
And that's where the inflation comes into play, right?
I mean, that's
your definition of inflation right there, where a container that cost $5,000 to ship is now 30-some thousand dollars.
Yep.
It just went up six times,
right?
And now you, as the store paying the freight, has to pass that freight on.
Have to.
And that door now becomes more expensive. That's inflation, okay? I mean, right there, and that's why everything is so damn expensive. And some people that we know have put off building homes because of the cost spikes.
Absolutely.
In materials.
But, I mean, the biggest problem that you have is you go into a lot of these stores, it's kind of like car dealerships.
Yeah.
Go by a car dealership and you see a whole bunch of used cars.
You see a whole bunch of blacktop is what you're seeing.
You're seeing a tremendous amount of, and I love the way that they're parking them to make it look full.
They're putting Christmas trees in between the cars that they're parking sideways.
That's it. Well, go into some of the home improvement stores and
same thing.
They will have these wonderful displays, but they'll have nothing backing it up.
Correct.
So that's where we have really kind of changed our direction. We're basically focusing on four categories. We got rid of tile, or we're in the process. We only have a little bit left. But
tile seems like it would be a pain in the neck for you to sell anyway.
You know what? Tile is heavy, and it's cheap. And the problem is to really be in the tile business,
you need to be in it.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have to dedicate so much square footage. And to be honest with you, since we have our own mill workshop, that's how we're able to do custom doors. And that's what's very unique about us.
Whoa. First time on the radio.
Yeah, I'm telling you, kind of got knocked away.
Yeah, that black thing on the microphone. You might not want to hit it with your hand like that.
Here we go, wailing the hands again.
Tom's a hand talker for all the listeners out there.
But, you know, we've by cutting down the amount of categories that we have, we can then build up the inventories, and that's exactly what we've done. We've built up.
Yeah, it makes sense. It looks good, Tom. It looks organized, and like you say, it looks healthy full. Do you know what I mean?
It's
not scarce.
And it's filled with really high-end product.
I don't know about that.
For all your kids in the back seat, healthy full is now a new word in Webster.
Full.
You can look it up. You can Google it.
No, but what
it.
I'm saying is when something feels scarce, right, it doesn't. It's nice and neat, and it's not scattered all over. And
healthy
right,
full.
It looks healthy full.
It looks healthy full.
Because you go there, you feel good that you're there, Tom.
And we ended up taking at least, I think it was 3 semis and donated it to Habitat for Humanity. Nice job. We donated a bunch of inventory that was kind of obsolete. We needed to make room for all this new. So we did good by donating to a really great charity. But more importantly, is we made room for a lot of things. So, you know, our biggest thing that we're stressing right now to everybody is we have it in stock.
You need it, you can get it off the shelf.
Come and get it, put it in.
Where do they go?
They go 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall, but they can call us at 708-343-3900. But take a look at our website. You know, we've got our marquee doors on there. This new door will be coming. That'll be on the website by Tuesday. But that's at Builder Supply Outlet.
Why do I want a door that looks like a piano?
It does not look like a piano. It's finished like a piano.
Amazing.
A piano takes it's a 12-step finish process to do a piano. This door is exactly the same thing. So when you feel this door, our new marquee doors, which is exclusive to our store, and then you put it next to a fiberglass, just feel the finish on it.
Smooth.
It's completely different.
Phone number and where the address and all that other good stuff, where do our listeners go?
Again, it's at 708-343-3900. The website is buildersupplyoutlet.com, and we're really easy to get to as long as they'd finished the construction of the bridge in front of us.
It's not easy to get to. Do not say that.
It is easy to
get to. Did you ever go to his place, Roy?
I have been there.
Yes.
But it's like you have to do a U-turn to get back in. It's just so ridiculous.
No, it's fine.
But it's worth it.
It's fine. It's worth it.
But it's not easy to get to.
They have the doors.
And we have the doors.
And they have the
doors. So if you want the doors, take a little bit extra and make that little U-turn, and away you go.
What's easy for some is more challenging for others.
Well, 95% of everybody, yes.
Right.
One size door doesn't fit all. Obviously, in this case, one size instructions into his parking lot. Some people have challenges.
It's worth it when you get there. It's healthy for
it is.
You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to come back with Mike Long with Mike's Landscape Lighting after these messages.
Come on, Dave, you sing.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All the dogs in Kenosha are whimpering.
Are howling.
312-981-7200. We have an NIU update in the sports room. Andy.
Yes, the NIU Huskies leading the Kent State Golden Flashes. It is 3-0 with 8 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the first quarter.
All right, thank you very much. Breaking news.
Amazing.
Northern Illinois alumni.
You get everything on this show.
1988.
Everything.
Have we had the barometric pressure today?
No, Shawnee's been falling off. Shawnee, barometric pressure, please. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Thank you, Andy, for that news update, the sports update. Mike's Brian, longtime listener, Chicago, home sweet home, Chicago, and Darien, talk about how you helped him upgrade his lighting system.
Yeah, it was actually it was a lady, Ruth. Ruth was in Darien out there. I think she called in the last show I was on in October.
Stephanie. with the spaghetti lights or something. What does she have? What type of lights?
She had a whole bunch of. It was her husband installed it, and just an old system, 5 transformers all around the house. And we got out there. I called her right after the show, set up an appointment. We went out there right away the next week, gave her a quote, and took it from 5 transformers down to 1 transformer. Everything's LED. Doesn't mess with timers anymore. Everything's all on astronomical timers. And she loves it. It worked out great.
How did you get it to 1 transformer?
We just run wires all around the house as opposed to just having a separate transformer.
I see.
Each individual places around there. Yeah.
That's why they had so many of them.
It was
because of the location.
The homeowner installed it himself, and it was just easier than trenching wires like we do, and it just made it. She was surprised we were going to just to one transformer.
Mm-hmm. So what's an astronomical timer?
Astronomical, so it knows when it gets dark throughout the whole year. Yes.
I thought you said back off. Why? Well, I thought he said astrological.
I thought you did a good
job. The Pisces system.
I'm going to have the guy who says I can't talk properly on the radio send another email. So astronomical? What is
yeah,
it?
So it knows when it gets
that's
dark.
Like really big. Yeah.
It knows when it gets dark throughout the whole year. So the lights will turn on when it's dark. And then you can have it set to turn off at light, or you can have it set to turn off at whatever time you want to. Battery backup. So you don't have to mess with these timers. You put
can
them in
control
once.
Them with your app in an app.
We do have that availability as well. Yes,
I think
absolutely.
That's brilliant.
Yep, absolutely.
Very I had good. Something going on in my home, and I sent Mike a text. It was like 9:10 o'clock. We were trying to plug in the 18-foot inflatable menorah that my wife found someplace online. So if you're driving down in Northbrook and want to know where I live, or if I'm Jewish, just you got the 18-foot blow inflatable menorah.
Is that double as a kiddie ride?
I don't know what the hell it doubles as. I just come home and I'm like, whoa! Like, you know, that doesn't say Jew! I don't know what
that doesn't say. Jew, nothing does.
I mean, we've got the only house on the block that's lit up, right? Without the 15, 20, 18-foot menorah. I'm like, hey, Mike, I'm having trouble.
Is it a blow-up thing?
Yeah, it's a inflatable thing. So
it's a slide.
Is it a blip, like from a parade or something?
I'll get a picture and send it. We only got
can
two more
can you imagine
nights,
Dave
here,
out right? in the front yard going...
Yeah, I'm out there blowing it up all night.
It's a from a parade float.
I don't know what the hell
it's
she got.
It's not even. It's like,
listen, if you need something, call Elise Hochberg. She'll find it for you. So we went to plug it in, and I'm like, hey, the outlet's not working. And Mike's like, hold on, boom, boom, boom. Sitting in his home, you know, he's like, well, it's not this, it's not that. Our system's fine. I thought maybe I flipped, I slipped a breaker someplace because I did that before. And they're like, go to the southeast side of your house or northwest side of your house.
Wait a second. Mike's not in charge of your outlets.
No, but I had an
outlet. But I could tell if they're working or not.
Yeah.
By my transfers being on or not.
Yeah.
Because so I communicate with the server, and I could check it on my phone.
Holy smokes.
So you know me. I don't I forget about it. I don't know what the hell's going on. I plug in a thing. I'm like, oh, it's not working. Hey, Mike, did I flip a GFE? I thought I blew a GFI.
GFCI, yeah.
Yeah, I thought. I got GFE. I got special.
Of course you do.
It's better than the GFCI. So I thought I flipped or popped a GFCI, whatever the hell it is. Sure. And he's like, no, your system's fine. It's not what you're thinking. It turned out the outlet was bad, went bad. So the electrician's got to go.
Yeah. In your brand new house?
In my brand new house, yeah. Wow. It's not, but it's kind
of. Those GFCIs, they're terrible nowadays. You can put one in and they'll be gone in 30 days.
Huh.
They're junk. Yeah,
or 8 months. But,
yeah, or 8 months, yes.
So I plugged it in and I texted Mike right away, got back to me. He's like, hold on, let me do a quick analysis. He did whatever he did sitting in his couch at home. He's like,
it's kind of scary. He knows too much about you at home, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, nice hat.
I know. I don't got any.
I don't have any cameras.
Yet. But that's what you do. You know, through this app. Thank God I don't have it because I don't know what the hell I'd be doing. But you could control everything from the comfort of your home. 25, 30, 40 miles
yes,
away.
Yes, and I could share it to you, and you could have control of it, but I don't know if you'd be the...
No,
he'd screw it up.
I'd absolutely screw it up.
So I haven't shared it
to you. Do not.
Getting calls at midnight.
Right.
He'd be calling Roy and everybody else.
My inflatable menorah just unlit.
Yeah, it's July. How can we have a tent menorah? Yeah. I just love it.
My blower for my menorah just went out.
I think it's great. just want everybody to know that... You know,
so Mike puts in all this beautiful lighting. He goes out there and adjusts it at night and everything, and David Hochberg comes and puts this giant menorah.
Blows everything up. A short circuit, everything that Mike did. But you're given the gift of light you want to talk about as well this holiday season.
Yeah, not given the gift of light, gift certificates. You know, everybody knows the stores are empty, the shelves are empty. So if you don't have any options of giving gifts, we have gift certificates for giving the gift of light. Be happy to give you an estimate for whoever, your loved one's house that needs lighting or whatever. And we've done it many times. And
I'm going to give one to Jenky.
There you go. He needs a gift of light.
Yeah,
he wants lighting done, but he doesn't want to pay for it. I'm telling you right now.
I'd like lighting, and then I'd like Joe to pay for it.
Yeah, well, here, the conversation as we're walking over the Michigan Avenue Bridge was, or the the Chicago River Bridge was. Joe's like, how much money do you want to invest? And Janky's like, $3.99. And what did you say?
No, Tom's like, well, what do you think I can get for $3.99? Not much more than you have right now.
So I just want our listeners to know, it starts when we leave the car.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
As soon as we leave the car and start walking over here, it just doesn't. It doesn't just magically happen when we come into the studio. As soon as we meet each other out of our cars, boom, the magic starts. You're listening to Holmes.
You know what? I love how you call that magic.
The abuse.
Other people would call it disturbed.
Well, it's the same. Well, all right, just like it's easy to get to your place, or it's, maybe it's not. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Schwani, take it away, buddy. Don't stop there. You can tease us.
I thought that was Amy.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have a door question. Nick in the North.
Tommy, you're the door king, right?
You have a question for
King.
You have a question for Tom Jenke, Builder Supply Outlet.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, hi. You have a great show as usual.
Thank you.
A phenomenon has occurred in the last few years since the coronavirus. Screen doors with the mail slot. The mail slot has become smaller. It has shrunk. Actually, I'm joking, of course. But since the mail delivery is now sometimes a few days apart, maybe even a week. You get a big wad of mail with a rubber band around it, a couple of rubber bands, and they usually push the whole thing as best they can and move on to the next door because they got a lot of mail to deliver. I understand that. But these old-fashioned mail slots that used to work, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, no problem, are now, with all the junk mail you get to and catalogs being sent to you, even unsolicited, you know, just things you don't expect. Is there a screen door? The point is, Nicole, is there a screen door that has an extra wide and maybe extra high mail slot that's available without having to have it custom made?
Tom.
Boy, that's a very good question.
See,
one
Tom,
of the things that we
second,
don't
Tom,
do.
That's actually dangerous, right? Like, you don't want that mail slot too big.
Well, he's also talking about being on a screen door or a storm door.
But then I have the space between my door and my door.
Right. But I mean, the one thing that I will tell you that we are not in, we do not handle storm doors or screen doors. There's such a wide variety. We're more of the functional door, whether it's, you know, the fiberglass, the steel. But I'll tell you, I haven't seen mail slots in storm doors in years. That was a big thing in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But you go into the big box stores and you see storm doors, you don't see anything with a mail slot. Now, the only other thing that you could do is buy a new storm door and then buy a mail slot and have it cut.
Or buy a box to put your mail in right outside your door.
That's what a lot of people are doing. And they're receiving their packages.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is there a way to eliminate the garbage mail? Junk mail? I know that there's something up by us where they will scan the mail and send you what's coming. Is there a way to not?
I think you have to get it, then send it back and say, take me off your mailing list.
Okay.
The challenge with that is you continue to get it. And I just get it right in the recycling bin.
Right.
I mean, it's like, it's such a waste.
It's such a waste.
And the post office does not want you to stop junk mail because that is their huge source of revenue.
Yeah.
And with all this online purchasing, it has really taken a hard hit to the mail order.
Well, I'll tell you what, we sent out my daughter's bar mitzvah in invitations, and it literally took, people are now getting it, and her bar mitzvah was 4 weeks ago. Mm. Okay, so and some people just haven't gotten them at all. So I don't know what's going on.
Joe, did you get yours?
No.
The invitation?
Yes. None of you guys got yours because it's in the mail.
No. I don't think I'm invited.
Gotcha.
You were all invited. You just never got it.
So going Come back on. To hey, our
Amy,
caller.
When did you get yours?
I've heard that
I actually
before.
Got mine when you'd asked me. I did have mine.
About 8 weeks into...
So out of all of us, Amy's the only one that got it. Is that right?
Well, I'm the favorite.
Go figure.
Exactly. Go ahead, Tommy.
So, again... I would really work to put a box on the outside of the house.
I'm concerned. Why are you using a mail slot still?
He's gone.
He was like, I'm out of here. These guys aren't even talking to me.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's talk about, it's getting cold out. right? 40 degrees today, 50 degrees tomorrow. It's freezing right around the corner. The first snow is coming. We all know it's going to happen, right? We're going to be, oh, this is great. It's 50 degrees. It's wonderful. Wham! We're going to get smacked, all right? So what does that do for first-time home buyers? You just sold somebody a home. Let's just say you close now through the end of the year. They're in it. They're coming out of a rental. No problems, right? Something's broken. Hey, can you send the maintenance person up here to fix this? Hey, mom, the heat doesn't work because they're living in their parents' basement. Okay, you go through that a lot. Do you get those calls? What's going on? How come the house doesn't work?
We may get something like that where somebody thinks that something's not working and it may be a switch or something that needs to be flipped at this time of year. And, you know, if you think about it, depending upon the type of house you grew up in, if you grew up with a dad or a mom who would do the things, then you may have actually learned it. But you grew up in my house. Maybe my husband's not listening. What you learn to do is just pick up a phone, right? And you call somebody. So my kids would have no clue. They'd have to call and ask, what do I need to do?
Does Mike know that you're a radio star on Saturdays at WGN?
I'm hoping he's not listening.
Okay, well, yeah.
When I don't talk nice, I mean, but I'm not being mean, but no. I'm just being honest.
He's like me.
Yes.
He's a complete disaster when it comes to fixing
Very much like you.
So, Roy, let's talk about what happens to a house when it's really cold outside. Then we'll throw it over to Mike on the outside because he handles all the outside. What happens on the inside of a home for new homeowners? Or it could be a 40-year-old, you know, a homeowner that's owned a home for 40 years that was never taught what to look for and what to be aware of and what to be careful of going in the winter.
Well, I can speak as far as the foundation. The most important thing to do is to winterize your house, if you will, is to look at your sump pump discharge. Because in the summertime, the spring, it's warm out. You got this water pumping out of this pipe beside your house. You want to get that water away from your house. It's causing landscaping problems. It seems intuitive to get the water farther away from your house, which is all true. So sometimes you just put an extension on the pipe above ground and get the water away from the house, and it works great. The problem is if you don't disconnect that extension, then the water's going to be laying in that pipe, and then that water's going to freeze, and it's going to get solid, and you won't even know there's a problem until the spring, or there's a thaw in January or February or something where the pump all of a sudden wants to go on,
sure,
but that pipe is still frozen, and all of a sudden your pump is bursting a check valve inside your house, and you got a flood. So it's just a good practice. This time of year, this is a great time, the sunshine, you can still get outside, is to look at the sump pump discharge and make sure if there's any connection onto that stub that's coming outside your house, disconnect that.
Where would that typically be on a home? Is it a set spot? Like, is it in the northeast corner, southeast corner?
It's typically probably in a corner. It could be any place, but wherever, go downstairs, find your sump pump, and it should be directly outside that wall, just above the ground, you know, a few inches or a foot above the ground. There's a white pipe, generally white PVC pipe that's just extended, and you'll probably see a coupling, or it might be a white pipe or a black pipe or whatever, any kind of pipe extending away from the house. Disconnect that. And I don't care if the water just splashes all winter and just the pump happens to kick on, it splashes outside your house. That's okay. It's not going to cause a problem or anything like
that.
It's the extension that could be frozen or may become frozen that you want to take off until the next spring. So that's probably the most important thing, because that causes, you know, a lot of needless catastrophes in people's houses. Same thing with your silcock, where your hose, garden hose, is connected. So the garden hose, same thing. It's got water, and it's going to freeze, and that could cause the freeze water actually to back up in your pipe and your pipes to burst. So you want to disconnect that garden hose and turn off the water. There should be an inside shutoff for that silcock, and just shut it off for the wintertime as well.
Mike, what about the outside of the house for lighting?
The lighting will continue to work just fine, especially with our astrological timers.
Astrological.
astronomical.
So they'll continue to work. We, unfortunately, cannot work once the ground freezes, so we usually go till right before Christmas, and then we're off usually in January and February, and back at it in March. So.
And don't forget the furnace. You know, time to turn the humidifier on at this time of year.
Right.
Change out your furnace filters. Have somebody come out and just prime your system, make sure everything's in good working order.
That's a Mr. Floor topic. Tommy?
You know what else people fail to do is when it becomes winter around here, go to their ceiling fans and flick it to where the fan is not blowing down, but blowing up.
because heat rises.
Is that the counterclockwise in the winter?
Counterclockwise in the winter.
And all the dust comes off of that, though.
So exactly. You know what? You don't have to worry about dusting it because it'll flip around and away you go.
All right.
But I just went through, last weekend and changed all of my fans.
That's good. You actually did it?
I did it.
You did not.
Yes, I do.
I really don't think you did it.
I just replaced the ceiling.
He thinks it's a good idea, but I don't
think you did it. Any visual capturing of you doing that? Any pictures? Any video?
Proof.
I took a picture of the new fan that I just put in my bedroom.
Of you actually flipping the switch to go counterclockwise?
No, I was by myself.
Well, then you have nothing. 3-1-2-9-8-1.
That's when you do your best work.
Wow. I'm going to go home and have a video taken.
What was that, Joe?
That's when he does his best work.
I heard it the first time I wanted to do it. Anyway, this is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. On AM 720, we've got Kathy from Riverside coming up after the break. We've got lunch from Chicago Culinary Kitchen. They fed the Palatine Police Department on behalf of the show. We took care of that yesterday. 312-981-7200. We have Police Chief Daigle calling in. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Hello.
Hang on. And we're singing here, Kathy. Relax.
Sorry. Bothering us. I couldn't tell.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, it was more like dogs howling. Except Amy. Amy's got the voice. Joe's kind of like a howling dog.
Kathy with the freaking forearm shiver. Happy holiday to you in Riverside.
I couldn't tell what you were doing.
I couldn't tell. It sounded garbly to me. It sounded like nails on a chalkboard. All right, Kathy, you got a question about window wells.
Yeah, I've never had a home that had them, but my son just bought one that has it. And is there anything in particular that should be done in the winter? Or, I mean, should they have a cover? I know that would eliminate the light, though, or a grate or something.
Well, the number one thing with window wells is they should have a drain. And you want to make sure that drain is clear. That's year round. You know, once a month, every time you're outside, it's a good idea to walk around and make sure those drains are clear. Because, like I say, they're very vulnerable. It's like a kitchen strainer, and it takes a couple leaves or one dead chipmunk or live chipmunk or whatever to clog the thing up. So that's just a continual maintenance thing. You can cut down that maintenance by having a custom made cover. And our covers that we make at PermaSeal for your covers are custom made, so they fit exactly. They're lifetime guaranteed against breakage, and they are translucent, so you really don't lose much light putting these covers on, and it'll cut down their maintenance. So that makes for a great Christmas gift.
How old are you, Kathy?
Covers. How old am I?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Almost 70. Yeah.
Oh, you're 70, and you haven't lived in a home that hasn't had window wells. Then you haven't lived, Kathy. I think you should sell your home in Riverside. And find a home that has window wells.
We've lived here for 41 years, and I love my little house. Yeah, they're going to have to pull me out of here kicking and screaming. I love this place.
All right. I think you need some new doors in that house. We're right down the street from you.
We've had new windows. I know where you are. I pass you all the time.
Is it easy to get there for you? Or
that's
is it
what
difficult?
Most people do.
Wait. Let's pose the question.
Wow.
I didn't even hear that, and I didn't want to hear that.
Oh, it'll come back next hour. Benny will cue it up. Go ahead, ask her.
No. You were just asking the question, was it easy to get to?
Right. So, Kathy, from Riverside, is it easy for you to get to Tom?
To pass it all the time.
To get to Tom's facility, yes or no?
Are you talking about the Builder Square?
Builder Supply
Outlet.
No, not the Builder.
Builder Supply Outlet, I pass it like every time on my way to Oak Brook for shopping.
So it's easy to get to, right?
Often. No, to pass it.
Go buy it.
Drive right by. But it would be easy to
can
get
you honk
to
at least?
It would be very easy for me, yes.
Thank you.
Can we go back to the question at hand a second? Mm-hmm. It's Kathy.
Why?
It's
Why?
Kathy,
Why?
Right?
Yeah. We're having more fun making fun of Tom. Go ahead.
Because I have a question. Kathy, when they inspected the house, did it not come up on the inspection report that there were no window well covers?
I don't know because it's not my home. They bought it, you know, in that flurry when.
So they probably bought it as is then and didn't.
So do you think they should have had them?
That would have come up normally on an inspection.
It's not in this particular area, though. If it was Riverside, I'm sure they would demand it. But
no, that should have come up on any inspection report. That if there were no window wall covers, that should have technically come up. So that's why I'm like, wait a minute, that should have come up. So,
and the perfect holiday gift, Roy?
Window wall covers. There you go.
It's window wall covers
and the basement defender. You know, you know, at my house, you know, my wife and I, we have a hard time shopping. So sometimes let's take a trip together,
Laura,
let's buy a piece of furniture. You know, yeah, exactly. A basement defender. Wow. You know, that thing. That's all. Or window wall covers.
I know, because they moved from Louisiana. So my gift to them are both two pairs of heavy duty boots. And heavy jackets because they haven't had any for a while.
I thought you were going to say two airplane tickets back to Louisiana. Yeah. That's right. That was
coming. And a shovel.
Oh, yes.
Right. And now you have them in stock. They're not on a boat anywhere, right, Roy?
Give us a call, and we can get you a gift certificate for window well covers.
Window well covers.
You are going to wow them at Christmas, guaranteed.
Nothing sounds like the holidays.
Love like a window well cover.
It, that just coming home and seeing those new window wells on covers on your window well, nothing says holiday like that.
Okay. PermaSeal.
There you go.
40 years in business, over 400,000 clients.
What is like an average price for a cover?
$4,800.
Now you're probably looking, you know, a couple hundred dollars per cover or whatever. Uh-huh. So it's free estimate will come out and give them a free estimate soon exactly. But again, we'll give you a gift
How
certificate.
How far out do you go?
Whole Chicagoland area. So
where does your son live?
Peoria.
Okay.
Ouch. Yeah. Just outside the Chicago area.
How about mail order window wells?
What's that?
Can I trace a template?
Yeah.
Well, could she order them like that?
Yeah, we like to custom measure and make sure that we could make them. So I guess if you send us a template, we could.
Well, when you're on your way out to Plano.
That's tough. No, all right, I got to hit a quick break here, top of the hour. We got Chicago Culinary Kitchen. Hang tight, Kathy, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. All of our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN, promo code for your discount off your first order. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call. Text and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're trying to get Police Chief Daigle on from Palatine. During this past year, during the pandemic, a lot of local businesses kind of took it in the chops. And my team and I purchased food from local businesses to help first responders. And just to go over who we helped, Glendale Heights, we ordered food from Pronto's Pizza, Buffalo Grove, PD, Continental, Naperville PD, Little Pop's Pizza. He was a stitch, that guy. He was great. Wheeling PD, Skippers, Highland Park PD, Once Upon a Grill, Dr. McGuire, Amy and I use the same doctor, Vincenzo's Pizza in Glenview, Sherman Advocate Hospital, Cafe Roma, Elgin, Dr. Siegel, my good buddy Dr. Siegel in Northbrook. We brought food from Josh's Hot Dogs in Northbrook, Buffalo Grove Fire Department, Continental, Niles PD, Chasers, Mount Prospect Fire Department, Canton Napoli, Jansen Chow Orthodontics, Georgie V's in Northbrook, Dr. Micah Eimer, my cardiologist, Grill House, Illinois State Police, Vinny's Sub Shop in Chicago, Wheeling FD, Rise and Shine in Wheeling, Lombard PD, Shannon's Deli, super good guy that owns Shannon's Deli, Bloomingdale PD, Full of Bologna, Roselle PD, Italian Pizza Kitchen, Sandwich PD, Santa Fe Restaurant, Kendall County Sheriff, Newark County Kitchen, Oswego PD and Oswego Fire Department, Riverside Pizza and Pub for both of them, Palatine PD, Chicago Culinary Kitchen. We have the owner in with us right now, Greg. Greg, how are you, buddy?
Good, yourself. Thanks for having me.
I'm tremendous. Your food is horribly, disgustingly delicious.
Oh, thank you.
I am on the soda diet, so I spared the ribs. I had two ribs and just a sampling of the sides. And then I'm going to go home and walk an hour and a half to burn it off. But you and I have been friends for a number of different years.
That's right.
About 3 or 4 years. And you just opened up a new shop. You want to give a shout out to your new shop and location?
We're at 2391 North Hicks. That's in Palatine, right at Lake Cook and Hicks. We're across from the Menards. Once you get off 53, we are right there on the corner.
Easy to get to, like Tom's
Super
shop.
Super simple.
Super simple. Very easy. location, 312-981-7200. Amy, I told Amy, like, hey, I brought lunch in from a great barbecue place a friend of mine owns. She's like, where? I'm like, Chicago Culinary Kitchen. And your response, Amy?
Oh, my gosh. I love that place.
Loves that place.
She's come to some of the classes before.
Yes. Yeah. Love your classes. Those are awesome.
She loves your pulled pork.
Oh, yes.
Your sausage and all your sides.
Yes. Well,
thank you.
They are phenomenal. And you helped me thank the Palatine Police Department yesterday. You catered food. We bought the food. We bought the food for here. So for the texter, oh, you got, you're just doing this for free food. 847, find something better to do, you negative person. I bought everything that you brought because I didn't want any free food. I want you to make money. I want you to prosper. You're a small local business, and that's what we're doing. We're supporting small local businesses that made it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And we have Police Chief Daigle on. How are you, Chief?
Good afternoon, David. How are you?
I'm good. Have you woken up from your food coma from last night? As I talked to you on the way back from the South Side, I called the chief to see if he'd woken up yet. Are you awake fully yet, Chief?
I'm just coming out of it right now.
All right, that's good. And we fed. You have 108 sworn officers. Down two due to the pandemic. 73 officers are assigned to patrol, 23 to investigations, and the rest are administration staff. Who are your deputy chiefs? We've got Bill Nord, who is your operations deputy chief over patrol and investigations, and Bryce Baker, who is the who is your support service deputy chief over records and anything to do with budget. And how does it feel to be recognized, Chief?
Well, David, I'll tell you, too often we hear negative interactions with our officers. So to be recognized like this was fantastic. Yesterday, I saw so many smiles, so much laughter. People were just chowing down. Everyone loves Chicago Culinary Kitchen, and I just thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for recognizing us. Greg, it was fantastic. Thank you as well.
Thank you, sir.
So we're doing a live remote coming up February 12th to help the Chicago Chicago Police Department by bulletproof vests. So I was down on the South Side at Barney Callahan's at 106 in Western. We're going to do a live remote down there, raise $200,000, so we could help the Chicago Police Department men and women buy vests. And I call the chief on the way home, and he's like, "I'm like, hey, did you leave any for the night shift? Right? Because I get this call from Vanessa, my assistant. I think we got to place another order." Because these guys, like, they haven't eaten in a week, right? It's like they stopped eating after Thanksgiving because they knew the lunch was coming. And they've been going on a hunger strike for 5 days. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, Chief,
I think I had some retired guys show up amazingly out of the blue.
Yeah, retired.
Actually, you said
guys.
That yesterday, or you just said that a few minutes ago, yeah. Greg. That all the retirees came.
All the retirees that are in triple pensions, right? Yep. I'm sorry, I'm probably going to get pulled over and whacked, but you can't afford to stop in. They got to eat the free food that we're bringing.
Kind of a big deal in the village, so.
No. Well, Chief, you didn't know how close he was to your police station.
No. Well, they moved recently.
Right.
I haven't been up to the new place yet, but I'm telling you, after Greg, I got to ask you.
Yes, sir.
What was that? Was that like Flaming Hot Cheetos that you sprinkle over the macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, we crush Flaming Hot Cheetos, and that builds texture and, it adds flavor to that mac and cheese then.
Unbelievable. I told my daughters, and I might have to take a ride out there today.
Well, yeah. I'll be there once I leave here.
Does it come with a side of Tux?
Of Tums?
Tux.
What's Tux?
Never mind. 312.
I know now. I'm not the same as, you know.
I mean, hot in, hot out. Yeah.
You've been hanging around Hogle way too long.
You might need a little, heat suppression.
I have no fun.
Okay, 312-981-7200.
We should do that more often.
And I'd like to bring up something that Greg brought up, is that, yes, the old location is still there. Greg still has it, and he's going to have a new concept in there. So it's not going to end up being an empty building. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we're transforming that into something called Pink's. And Pink's is going to be a shrimp and oyster bar.
Nice.
And we're going to have char-grilled oysters.
Char-grilled oysters.
Which are delicious.
Better than Drago's.
Oh, honey, you don't know how much I love Drago's.
Well.
I'm coming. And you said that you've actually got them at Chicago Culinary Kitchen today.
I'm moving them every Friday. We've had oysters every Friday afternoon until they sell out.
Okay.
So But it's kind of cool because we do a different profile to it. So the week before, we did a Spanish one, Mexican one. This week, we did a Thai one. I know what I'm going to do. We're going to do a Nashville Hot next week.
Oh. All right. So, Chief, there you go. Nashville Hot Oysters, buddy.
I grew up in South Louisiana. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. Come on by.
So, Chief, let me ask you. I got a quick question for you. The men and women who of your police force gone through a lot. You've had to do a lot of changes. Your deputy chiefs have gone through a lot of different training. Your officers and your entire staff. How has this pandemic made your police department a better police department post-pandemic than it was pre-pandemic?
Yeah, I would say it definitely brought us closer together. You know, we had to make a lot of shift adjustments. You know, I probably had 50 officers get COVID during the pandemic, and it brought us together and just kind of made us even closer as a group. And we look out for each other, you know, so we tightened up the reins too. Like I said, like you mentioned, we're down two. I don't know when we're going to get those two back, but we're making do, and we're out there every day doing the right thing for the right reasons.
And going back to my good friend Greg here, you are open for business. You have sauces. You have food. Are businesses out there looking to cater holiday events, families looking to cater gatherings that don't want to cook. But you've got, I mean, I had a little taste of your, you call Mexican street corn, which forget about it, delicious. And you brought the beans with the,
Some bacon in there.
Which is equally delicious. I think I had a couple of tablespoons. So the people in Soda, you're listening, take it easy. I'm still on the diet. But you do catering. You're open for business. You've got food locally. You're not running out. It's not on a container in the port of Los Angeles.
It is not. And we also have our Christmas menu out right now for Christmas Eve pickup. We have some really good stuff on that. You know, I can't remember Thanksgiving because it was it last week already?
Yeah, last week already.
That's one of the busiest days of the day of the year for us.
Really?
I mean, yeah. We smoked 120 birds.
Wow.
So you come pick up everything hot and fresh. So it's a long day, but it's a fun day.
And I've got an idea. The Hanukkah menu for next year. Chief Daigle, you got a lot of Jews working in your shop there. I understand. We could do smoked latkes. How about that?
There you go.
You see, I got this whole...
I think it'd be a big hit.
Sure.
Be a big hit.
I'm telling you, you're missing a whole segment. You're neglecting... Our fellow tribal members, Amy and I are here. We're eight short of a minion. But that's a whole nother story for another day. We could have an entire Hanukkah menu that Amy and I could help plan.
There you
It'll
go.
Start with sausage because we know that's kosher. And we'll start
smoke
with
kugel.
Smoke
so,
kugel.
Oh, there, yeah.
Oh, noodle kugel.
So, but hold on just a second. Greg, before you always had very limited hours. Now that you've moved, what are your hours? Because it was a challenge before.
It was. So we're open from Wednesday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5:30. Yes, 6:30, excuse me. And then Sunday from 11 to 5:30.
And then we can check the website for the classes and those kinds of
classes.
Things
we have
great holiday gifts to classes.
It is great. We have bourbon, barbecue, and beer. So you eat while you learn. So it's a class. And it's like barbecue 101 light. And then we have tacos, tequila, and tamales coming up. You get to drink mezcals, tequila, and we get to feed you all different kind of stuff.
Chief, sounds like an afternoon for the. It sounds like a good outing for the Palatine Police Department, Chief. Just take 3 hours, shut everything down, and you take a couple of
fill
classes.
Fill them full of food and tequila, and put them back
out
back on the
to
streets.
Work.
Yeah, spin them around like pin the tail on a donkey.
What could possibly go wrong? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And those classes are great for holiday gifts as well.
They are
almost as nice as Roy's window covering, but you know it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, clerk.
And how much does that, what's the investment for the class?
I think they're around $95.
Per person?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Chief, so it's like dinner and a show.
Chief, who's your deputy chief that does all that budgeting thing?
Deputy Chief Baker.
Bryce. Yeah, get Baker on it. Come on, he's a budgetary expert. So get Bryce on it and he'll figure it out. Nobody will know the difference, right? We don't talk. If you don't see it, it's like Tom switching over his ceiling fans, you know, from counterclockwise to he doesn't have any pictures or video. Nobody knows that he actually did it. Except him. You know what I'm saying? But Chief, listen, all seriousness, thank you to the men and women. Thank you. Thank you to your deputy chiefs and all the men and women of the Palatine Police Department doing what you do every single day to keep the businesses and the residents of Palatine safe. And thank you, Greg, for doing what you're doing, for bringing food over.
Thank you.
On behalf of Team Hochberg, and continued success. And Chiefs, stay safe out there, buddy.
Hey, David, thank you very much. Amy, Greg, it was fantastic. Wonderful experience. And from the men and women, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
All right, I'll see you at the Hawks game, buddy, right? You're going to be there?
I'm going to be there. I can't wait.
All right, I think I'm going to have to pack a couple of ribs for him to maybe get him through pregame.
What about the smoked latkes?
Smoked latkes we're working on. Stay in your lane. Okay, that's an Amy and I thing, right? If you want to switch teams, we're open for new members. Amy and I will sponsor you. I don't know if you'll get through the interview process, but
it can be difficult.
We'll give you some trick questions there, okay? Some safe questions for you.
We actually have that in the queue. We have some ideas for that.
There you go.
Awesome.
Okay, well, if you're creating an advisory board, hello.
It can't be kosher because we don't want to.
Right. Don't let kosher get in the way of good eating.
Of good food. Right.
That's right.
Okay, you can't go kosher pulled pork. It's kind of like an oxymoron. It's like you're kind of having a rabbi having a hamburger with a glass of milk. It doesn't work.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But your location, your phone number, your website.
Location 2391 North Hicks. Website www.chicagoculinarykitchen.com. What am I missing?
Phone number.
84. I don't know the number because we changed it because we took it off my number for a change. So
ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com.
Yes.
And your hours of operation
from Wednesday to Saturday, 11 to 6:30, Sunday, 11 to 5:30.
Pre-order your meals at lunch for dinner. Stop by, pick up your dinner on your way home.
You can't pre-order. You just come in.
Or you just come in?
Yeah.
Oh, forget about that. Don't listen to that. Benny, edit that out. All right. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing the food. I know all the people in the newsroom enjoyed it, too. And they'll eat anything. I'll be surprised if the aluminum tins are still there. 312-981-7200. 312. Like, there's no cleanup here because they, like, lick the counters. It's ridiculous.
Like termites.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen food consumed in such fashion at any other radio station in Chicago, except here. We're very hungry here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. So we've got everybody's Christmas lifts. Mike is giving holiday coupons or gift certificates for outdoor lighting next year.
Yep.
Tom will make you a door. Roy's given, you can purchase custom
window wall covers.
You know, window wall covers. Amy will do something. rent out her husband, Mike, who's listening, who didn't like the comment that he can't fix anything, out to your home so he could sit there and tell you how to fix stuff and make it worse. And Joe, what's going on with you, buddy?
Hey, I guess I'll show up or not show up, and then that'll
be a present. Or follow Mike. Maybe you'll follow Mike and fix everything that Mike didn't fix.
Joe's going to be getting the fried chicken, so he'll be absent.
Doesn't that sound good?
Captain Crunch fried chicken.
Amazing.
It's his special today at Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Oh, soto this and soto that.
Greg does specials every day, and that's why I haven't been to a shop in the past 4 months, because if I go in there, I won't stop eating. Right? So I drive by there all the time. Yeah. It's a great location, just like Tom's location.
Would and soto you dunk have, you? Like a hot potato?
No.
And you have to order it by, you know, like half pound or pound, you know? And so, and you always order more than what you think, right? Because you're like, I need a pound of pulled pork. And then you're sitting there and you're like, how do I eat a pound of pulled pork? Well, I've got to eat the pound of pulled pork.
You can't just let it sit there. That's a travesty. No. Hey, Gary in Westmont, throw your question out, then we'll pick you up after news and traffic, buddy. What's your question? You got 30 seconds.
Okay, I've got a vinyl roof or a sunroom. I want to put those heat and gutter heaters on, but I can't attach it to nothing because it's vinyl roof. What can I use?
All right, hold that thought. We got a quick break here. Greg, thanks for coming again, buddy. Benny, take us out. Gary, hang tight. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You should put Mike in the shower so he can't screw anything up. And you should like let him out for like meals. And then you should just sing all through the house.
Right.
It's a good idea.
312-981-7200.
He yells at me when I sing, actually.
Well that's why you put him in the shower. And Joe will put a lock on it on the outside so he can't get out.
Perfect. You can put locks on anything.
Gary from Westmont. Joe, sunroom with vinyl roof, wants heaters. Go.
Well, I want a heater attached to gutter heaters. Yeah. How do you attach on the roof? You know, like singers, you have those clips. Vinyl, I don't know what would stick or hold it.
Yeah, I don't either. Is it a pretty steep roof?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I was thinking of brick, but also would the gutter heaters hurt the vinyl?
I don't know. That was my other concern. I don't know enough about what you have there. But did you have problems with ice last year?
Yeah, it backed up and was dripping.
Yeah,
everybody did. You remember at the end of the year, there were huge icicles off of homes.
And quite honestly, I would think that it would slide off the vinyl easier than it would off of an asphalt roof. So, I don't know. You know what? I will find out, though, and you can give me a call or I'll give you a call.
Yeah, hang on, Gary. We're going to get your information, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. That for some reason we're locked. Yeah. Grace, can you unlock Gary, my friend? We're going to put you on hold, and all of our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, enter WGN for a promo code discount. 815 came in at the end of the 10 o'clock hour. Joe, can Joe talk about the MegaPros handyman service, how the MegaPros handyman service works? I've been compiling a list of things I need to have done and want to make sure I have a list that makes it worth it to hire MegaPros for a day.
Yes, great idea. Send that list and any pictures you can provide to MegaPros. And you're exactly right. Make the list, make it big. That's fine. But we will tell you what we can get done in that 8 hours. So we'll confirm it with you. We'll tell you what you need or what we'll have to pick up for you. And it is, we tried to we're packaging it up into $7.50 for the day. So
it sounds like another great Christmas.
How does that compare? does that compare to Roy's window well covers?
Well, it depends.
See what he did there?
What you need better, the well, what you need the, more.
The word well into the his answer.
Nice.
It's kind of fun.
well covering, well.
So no, you could take care of your house right here on this show if you want.
Joe, could they get a gift certificate for $250 or $500 of the $750 to put toward it for somebody?
Sure.
I mean, because I think that's great for a brand new homeowner.
If you give me an envelope right now, Aime, I'll give you a gift.
You give them $500 cash, you'll give you a $750 coupon.
Yeah, how about that?
There you go.
312-98. But it's a great first-time homeowner. You get in, you don't know how to fix anything.
Or senior or something like that.
Right. So we have to avoid making it confusing, right? So if you send us a whole list of things and we say we can get these done, all we're trying to do is contain that 8 hours. We don't charge you for travel time. It's the time we're there. And
whatever you could get in 8 hours is $750.
Right. And most of the time we can get something extra in. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? So
630 sent the picture, Joe. Two things. Does MegaPros come as far as Plano, Illinois, Kendall County?
Oh, there's that.
There's Plano again.
Right.
Yes?
No.
No. Okay.
I have a problem going to Naperville for
I'm just
sakes.
Asking the question. Number two, PermaSeal. This past summer I had a permafoam. Which has helped the drafts. A dehumidifier installed has improved the humidity greatly, but not happy with the liner. So we got somebody that would like to talk to you about the liner. You have a transferable warranty, so that's not an issue. If a listener would like for somebody from PermaSeal to come back out to take a look at whatever liner that you guys install.
Yeah, that's the best thing. It sounds like it might be a cosmetic issue, you know, expectations or whatever. It might be an installation issue. But either way, you know, reach out to our service office and we'll take care of it.
I have a Crestline casement window. Is this for you, Aime? Miss Window Crank Expert. And some of the cranks are breaking. Is there anyone who fixes these cranks in Northern Illinois? Ingleside, you had this same challenge in your office that you put your trusted assistant Michael on.
Right. My
partner,
husband.
Partner. I should say partner. Sorry.
My husband has done a lot of research looking for somebody to handle that because we actually own a property in Ingleside that has crank issues and our office in Libertyville has crank issues. So we do know who that is. So we will reach out to you with that information.
Any comments on the crank issue, Joe?
Crank issue.
what? Window crank.
No, but you just caught my attention with that crank.
312-981-7200. North Shore Mailbox is a great company for our listeners to purchase mailboxes for the side of your door that the caller asked Tom about installing a mailbox chute or a mailbox opening. You could just call North Shore
door.
Call North Shore Mailbox. You okay? So we've got Joan in Orland. You cleared your throat? You ready to go? Joan? Bobby in Chicago.
No,
I'm sorry.
This might be Bobby here.
Bobby, how's your throat, Bobby? Is your throat okay?
It's great. Right now, it's great.
Okay.
Well, I'm calling two things. I want to compliment Roy Spencer and his company for what they've done and been able to help my wife and I over this past year. We still have some work for them to do, but real quick, we had contracted for a complete flood control system and repair a bunch of significant cracks in my foundation in my Chicago bungalow, and due to a number of unforeseen circumstances, mostly health-related and some financial, we had multiple reschedules and changes in the scope of our job that we needed done. And Roy's company was extremely responsive and understanding of everything that we had going on, even to the point where I had given a sizable deposit to have all this work done. And since we postponed a chunk of it until next spring, they issued me a rebate on part of that deposit at a time that I really needed it. And they did a terrific job of sealing these foundation cracks. And I look forward to working with them again.
Well, thanks for the call, Roy.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Bobby. And it's been
I did have a question too, Roy.
Yeah.
In the process of getting our job estimated and scheduled, your plumber came out to do a camera inspection of the sewers and pointed out one thing about Chicago that I was not aware about, and then maybe you could touch on this, that our downspouts would have to be disconnected from going into the sewer lines and redirected to, an external above-ground discharge. And for that reason, because of the way our sewers and gutters are designed on my house, I am going to have to get new gutters and have them repitched to the front of the house. Is this something that you find very common in Chicago?
Yeah, that's a neighborhood-by-neighborhood thing in Chicago, or precinct-by-precinct, however it's divided. And so some parts of the city, they'll grandfather those downspouts going into the sewer are okay. Other areas, they're forcing people to pull them out. So, again, it's just city code, so we have to react to that. So, anyhow, Bobby, I want to thank you. It's been a very challenging year for both our customers and ourselves and the villages and the cities, and everybody's having to react and be flexible. So we certainly appreciate your understanding and patience with us, and so I'm glad we're able to work together, and thank you for your kind words.
Bobby, you're awesome.
Your staff is top notch, and I can't compliment them enough.
Well, thank you very much.
Bobby, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Happy holidays. Benny, take us to a break. We've got a ton of questions here on our text line. David, how many bowls of Fruit Loops do I need to consume to have half the energy you do? Love your show. I love the back and forth between you and the experts. I haven't had a bowl of Fruit Loops in about 7 years.
Or an expert.
Or an expert on the show. That's very good. You are. I don't know what's better. You busting chops all day long? Or
I don't know. Wait a minute. Can you eat Fruit Loops on your diet?
I could look at the Fruit Loop box, putting the Fruit Loops, and I could smell the Fruit Loops.
Nobody eats Fruit Loops.
Inside the plastic container inside the box, and I could watch my kids eat them. But no, I cannot have Fruit Loops. It's not a part of the diet. Soda, state-of-the-art diet. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home, Chicago, on AM 720. That's America Pro's call, text, and photo line. We got Joan in Orland, has got a question about buying a second home. We'll be back after these messages. Is it spiteful or frightful?
Frightful.
Fightful?
Frightful.
Frightful. Spriteful?
Spriteful.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and podcasts of previous shows. Joan in Orland, you've got a question about buying a second home.
Hey there, good afternoon. I want to buy a condo in Arizona and then use it as an Airbnb and a place to run away to. How can I do it without putting a whole bunch down, like the least amount of money down?
Do you own a house here?
I do.
How much do you have in equity here? How much do you owe on your house?
I have about $100 in equity.
Okay, you take out a home equity line of credit from BMO on your house here for the down payment. If you call it an Airbnb, it's a non-owner-occupied investment property. You're bringing in at least 20%. Second home, you get in for 10%.
Okay, say that again. So which way do I call it, an owner-occupied?
I'm not telling you to call it. I'm just
yeah, all you're saying is don't mention the Airbnb.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling you what the lending rules are. If you call it an Airbnb, it's considered a non-owner-occupied property. Because you're renting it out, that's a minimum of 20% down. You're buying a condo, so you don't want to bring in 25% down because there's a rate adjustment for all condos. If you're buying a second home, you could get in for as little as 10% down. Okay, you still have the rate adjustment.
Buying a second home.
well, you still have the rate. I'm not talking about mortgage fraud here. I'm just talking about what you're going into. So if you're going to be renting it out, it's considered a rental property. If you're not renting it out, it's considered a second home. So you just got to specify that to your mortgage originator. So, you know, it's on the up and up. That's all I'm saying. You could borrow against your home. And buying a condo, any condo, if you don't put 25% down, you're going to get whacked in the rate because you're not putting 25% down.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. So hang tight. Thanks for calling, Joan. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all our contact information. Joe, gentlemen, would your spray foam also work on ceilings? I own a mid-century home with flat roofs. There is not too much space between the roof and the ceiling. Andrew from 312.
Well, we stay down in the basement where we belong in our area of expertise, and there's different types of foam and things like that. So I would look for an insulation contractor who does spray foam up in attics and stuff. They have the equipment and the people equipped to do that.
We have a pro.
Yeah, we've got a guy that does that.
Joe's got a guy.
312-981-7200. This is probably the text of the show. 847. MegaPro Joe keeps talking about all his home maintenance stuff. My husband does none of this. Caps with explanation points.
Mm-hmm.
Does MegaPros offer the service that comes out and just winterizing the home?
So just winterizing the home, if you say, you know, take your hose off and that kind of thing, we can walk around for you. But your best off is doing what that first listener said, right? Make a big list and then see what we can get done.
We get a ton of calls from, so make the list, send it to MegaPros, see if there's enough.
Check it
on
twice. Check it twice.
And send it to MegaPros. Go to MegaPros.com.
Find out if we're naughty or nice.
And the phone number, if you want, we're getting a ton of text messages for the Chicago Culinary Kitchen. They're located at 2391 North Hicks Road in Palatine. The phone number is 847-701-8243, 847-701-8243, and you go to ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com. This is the second best text of the show, 815. I find it funny that some guy who can't pronounce Realtor, which, Amy, is that the right name?
Realtor. It's two syllables.
Realtor, correctly, but insists that he's right, also can't pronounce Florida. Hey, David, leave the grammar lessons to people who can speak correctly. Mm-hmm. On a lighter note, love your show and Merry Christmas. So First of all, I'm from Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn. And Florida, out east, is pronounced Florida. You guys say it here in Chicago, Florida. Okay? A car out east is a car. And chocolate is chocolate, not chocolate.
Or a dog.
Or a door, right? A dog. Right. So I took the dog for a walk to get my car.
Well, you paid a guy a quarter to walk your dog.
Pick my a quarter to get a soda.
Right.
We don't call it pop in New York. And I got an Aunt Sally who lives down in Florida.
Right.
There you go. Back off.
Did he also?
But I love you for listening.
Did he also understand that he said Merry Christmas and you're Jewish?
That's fine. Listen, I'll take any compliment I could get. Right. I was born on Christmas. Maybe they're thinking it's my birthday. 312-981-7200. Okay, we got a couple minutes left. Amy, nugget of knowledge you want to leave us with. Great show, by the way, Amy. Great singing. Mm-hmm. Great just being you.
Amy, nice job.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure being here.
And we enjoyed the... quick, we got 30 seconds. What do you want to leave us with?
Inventory is low. If you are considering selling, do consider right now.
Phone number?
847-877-9881. And AmyWillSellYourHome.com.
Roy, 10 seconds. Go.
Disconnect those sump pump extensions and insulate your basement. 800-421-SEAL.
Tommy?
Need a door? We got it. 708-343-3900 or BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Mike Long?
Winters are dark. We can light it up. 262-358-9100.
Look at that. That's a great slogan.
Wow.
Follow that, Joe.
We will light you up.
Phone number one more time.
Boom.
262-358-9100.
MegaPros, Joe. MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, buddy. Send my best to Judy. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm David Hochberg. You know how to reach me. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. And then the last two shows of the year, we're moving to Friday because it's Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Christmas falls on a Saturday. So they're giving us they're moving our show to Saturday, from Saturday to Friday, 9 to noon. So thanks for listening, awesome. Everybody. Give a little pregame to everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Go Huskies.